But you didn't find it?
I found
I'm back over here. The last two or three sessions, we've been talking about this tshuva of Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, written to his son-in-law, Hagoyna Rappel Shlita. And the problem with this tshuva, as we mentioned yesterday, we began to speak about some of the issues. Moshe, in this tshuva, seems to connect only with one issue, namely the respiratory factor, the issue of breathing, and does not at all address the heartbeat issue.
Or
for that matter, number two?
Organ donation.
Correct, organ donation. None of these issues are addressed in this tshuva. There are three other tshuvas, so don't worry. But because of the second, this particular tshuva, we don't have any of that. And Rabbi Feinstein over here indicates clearly that in order for respiratory failure to determine whether the person has died or not, it has to be irreversible. And he gives you a number of etzos, and this is what I wanted to show you. We didn't discuss it properly, and I really should discuss it properly, and that's what I'm about to do now. In paragraph number 3, that begins, Abu Zehu Be'inshin, that paragraph.
On which synonym?
On the one that we're reading, on Shet Tzadiches, which is the short tshuva, Kuf Lamed Bet. This is the shortest of all the tshuvas that relate to this issue. I started with that to make life easier for us. And the third paragraph, he writes again, this, all the above that I spoke about, refers to a person who sustains a ailment, b'nei shamayim. However, second line, be'elu shehuku b'tunas drachim, be'accident, idea cars. You see that? I knew that would bring a chuckle to you. It always brings a chuckle to me. Anyway, say if a person is in an accident, God forbid, or idea nefila mechalonot b'chadome, they just happened to fall out of a window on the seventh floor. And his lungs collapsed, and there are other clearly massive medical issues that resulted from this accidental fall. So there, Moshe says, so now they go ahead and attach him to a machine in order that he should be able to breathe. And even after a period of time, the hope is, of course, that eventually he'll come back to his own autonomous respiration. And then he writes, we have to examine to see whether this is irreversible or reversible by using machinery. And also none of the other signs of life are available. And then he writes the following, in the middle of the paragraph, I'll even count the number of lines down. 9 lines down. Get that? We came in Sha'ata Omer, Sha'ata Ikud Yisayon. Namely, what are they able to do? That they're able to go ahead and Rabbi Feinstein writes, this is apparently what his son-in-law told him, namely that there's a way of utilizing what is called, I think in English, a nuclide scan test. That's what he's referring to over here. I'll just read it first, then I'll explain it. Correct? So he says over here that there's a certain dye that can be injected into the bloodstream. Russia writes over here. You inject a small amount of radioactive dye into the patient's bloodstream. Clearly the dye is harmless and has no effect on the patient. And they do it by the patient's bedside if necessary. And here Moshe says, after, that's what he writes over here, after a certain period of time, see what I'm reading? Harofim gedolim yecholim v'aver al yidei zvikat ezo lachulchi v'aguf. Zvikat means injecting a dye into the body. Ayidei agidim leida shenifzak hakesha sheyesu amach l'mkol aguf. What will this dye do? It will be distributed throughout the patient's bloodstream. Correct? And they have equipment to detect the specific radioisotope. And when the dye is not detected, if this dye is not detected where? In the brain, after a certain amount of time. What does that show you? That shows you that apparently lack of blood flow to the brain, clearly, and therefore the assumption behind this test is the brain cannot continue to function without blood flow for more than a few short minutes. If there's no dye in the brain, what is the patient declared to be? Brain dead. That's what Moshe seems
brain
to say.
Brain dead, not dead.
Correct, brain dead, again, brain dead is a clinical diagnosis that they can determine by observing different types of indications of life. They have today more modern types of scans, and even many hours after the blood flow has stopped. Anyway, brain death is a clinical diagnosis. That's what Moshe here seems to be talking about. Now read the rest of it. This is now a very important element that Moshe now adds. What does this show? The fact that the dye has not gone to the brain area shows that what? Not only is the person brain dead, but near kav hamoach legamri. What does that mean? The moach has, the brain has near kav, rakuv, has not shut down, rotted.
Oh, rotted.
What would they call brainstem death? Vahave, and here's the critical line, you can underline it. Vahave kehutaz harosh bekoach. What does Rav Moshe compare it to? Decapitation.
That's death, that's real death.
I would say, unquestionably, if one finds himself, I would say, Rachman al-Litzan in an ISIS kind of chamber, and they love to show the movies, they seem to enjoy themselves, and have tremendous anoa from watching people, especially if they're Americans or Brits, being beheaded. I would say that's a bit more than brain dead. You know what we call that? Headless. The headless horseman.
Oh.
That was not a good one, but...
Well. The headless horseman went around without his head.
So. Correct. That's what I'm referring to. So Rav Moshe says that what are we doing? We're injecting a substance, correct, intravenously to determine that the connection between the brain and the body has been interrupted. And if this radioactive cell does not appear in the brain, so it's clear that the brain no longer has any connection to the goof, and the brain has rotted, and that's comparable to what? Decapitation. You hear this? This is the tshuva of Agoin Amisha Feinstein. And therefore he says at the end, let's read further, Shin Kain Yesh Lo L'Lachmi Be'elu, therefore we should be strict, Shaf Eir Magish Kvar Biklum, obviously that person is no longer going to feel anything, Apoi Deit Kiras Machad, that we have to be machmir, you have to do this test, and if, again, this test shows, I mean, in the end of the paragraph, don't think I'm just inventing this, it says that if the test will determine that there's a connection still between the brain and the body, even though what? The person's unable to breathe, says Moshe, they should then continue to maintain, put them on the ventilator even for an extended period of time. I'm at the end of the paragraph. Once they determine through that scan there's no connection between the brain and the body, then Moshe says that obviously the lack of respiration is irreversible and the person is hereby declared to be dead. Now, there's an assumption here. And the question is this assumption, let me just mention the problem. There's an assumption. This so-called nuclide scan test, or injecting this radioisotope, that Moshe clearly heard from Avitella, obviously, who's a biology professor. Can this prove total brain dysfunction? What they do is they inject it into the patient's bloodstream. And
it sounds more like the heart.
What was that?
It sounds more like the heart stopped working.
But again, as I said here, there is no discussion of that whatsoever.
Well, doesn't the Torah recognize the importance of blood?
Unquestionably. That is not the issue. That's not at all the question.
No, but I was going to ask you, though, if there's no blood going to the brain, do we assume the heart has also stopped working?
Okay, but you continue to focus on the heart, and again, as I said yesterday and the day before, the heart is not here being discussed, which we have to see the other troops about Moshe Feinstein. That's all in the matter. But right now, there's no discussion of anything to do with the heart. He somehow assumes that, if you will, that this test will tell you whether, number one, whether the brain is functioning or there's been total destruction or the rotting, as he calls it, of the brain. And as I said, this is what he's saying is that somehow we're relying on this test to determine whether the person's respiratory system has shut down, and is it reversible or irreversible? All based on what? On this diagnostic test.
Well, because the brain controls the lungs, so if the brain is no longer sending signals to the lungs, it's impossible for the lungs to breathe on their own. So he would never be able to breathe by himself.
But again, in this tshuva, would you not agree with me?
It is assuming that this test is infallible.
That's right. Number one. And number two, he's defining death as essentially relating only to
the brain.
Respiratory centers. That's the focus of the tshuva.
Yeah.
That's basically the focus. And all he writes here that this test can prove that the connection between the brain and the body has been interrupted. But again, the question is that sufficient to prove that the brain stem that controls respiration is no longer functioning? Means once the test indicates there's no connection and that the brain stem is no longer, shall we say, being sustained by the blood flow, so therefore it will never recover. That means the cessation of respiration is irreversible. That's the assumption, that's what you're saying. And therefore, the fact that other areas of the brain are, shall we say, functioning or not functioning is irrelevant, because this patient is dead. Since there's brain stem failure, the patient is no longer considered to be alive. That's basically one way that we have over here. So, what is the function of this test then, according to Rabbi Feinstein? Not to establish the brain is no longer functioning, but rather to confirm the irreversible nature of respiratory failure, which is the actual determinant of death. It means death is determined by the failure to breathe. But this test that Rav Moshe speaks about, again, is to establish that respiration, which is the major determinant of death, is no longer, shall we say, happening over here. Okay, the reason why I stress this again, because of what you said, because you continue to focus on that which is not discussed in this tshuva at all, which is really amazing. And from what I understand also, there's no perfect test of brainstem failure. And sometimes they're able to detect flow to the brain even when maybe certain devices cannot determine that. Means how do you know that tomorrow a new test will not come out? This is what he pointed out. How do you know a new test will not come out? And that will show, be more sensitive than the first. It might show that continued blood flow into the brain. I mean, the problem is that he's talking about a case, again, and also, maybe just add to the last point, which was the comparison to decapitation. That's a very important analogy. And this has been discussed by many poskim. He says over here that this nucleoid scan shows the brain as completely rotted. And this is the same as what? As what he calls Hutas HaRosh, as the headless horseman. And the question is that analogy a correct analogy? That is an issue that many question this tshuva.
That makes it seem like brain death is the...
What?
That almost makes it seem like brain death is the...
But the fact that, again, the question is this analogy between a lack of connection between the body and a rotted brain and decapitation, which is a Mishnah Dolos. I mean, that you do understand. The person who walks about without a head, clearly, or I call the headless horseman, so that person clearly is no longer with the living. That we can assume. That's a Mishnah Masechas Dolos, but the fact of the matter is that decapitation is clearly different than what our Moshe here describing as brainstem failure. Decapitation, we're talking about that the brain is severed from the body.
Versus what would be the difference?
If
the difference is if it's not completely rotted, it can't be compared to decapitation.
It's just like if a new test would come and be able to see that there is some activity.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
What's
the proof is I really should show you, but I didn't Xerox it, and I should have, but I didn't have a chance to yet.
What's the difficulty?
What?
What's the difficulty? If we have a new test and we can see if there's any functionality, then...
Yeah, we would already kill the guy.
But why would you have killed the guy?
What do you mean? That's the whole thing that we're talking about.
No, but I'm saying if you could already, if you have a new test, then you could find it, so what's the problem?
What do you mean? No, no, no.
So you find that there's some functionality, so he's still alive, so don't kill him.
What happens is
just one second.
You take
just
him off two. The off the artificial respiration, he dies, and then the new test comes elsewhere. Out. So that's why you cannot take him off of the artificial respiration.
Oh, that's the question.
Where's Shiva?
Yeah, just hold on one second. Because there's another... I can't close here, unfortunately. Yeah, go ahead. Let's see.
It seems as if he's not saying that it is the same as having your head cut off. He's saying that it's the same din, it's the same irreversibility of having as having your head cut off.
It's not so clear to me. Would you? See the Lashon again? He writes, Shem Yiru, at the last four lines of the third paragraph. Shem Yiru, Sheish Keshel Amoch El Aguf, Av Shein No Shem, Gidno Amichon Lebefim Vazman Godol, they'll put the machine back on. Mirak, no, I'm sorry, I skipped the part that's relevant. I'm sorry. It's going above that. In the middle of the paragraph, right? Once they see that Nisak HaKesha Shesh Lamoach and Kol HaGuf Shein Lo Yavol Zeh Lamoach Ubor Shein Lamoach Shum Shaykhus HaGuf Begam Shekwa Nir Kav Lamoach Legam He'd rotted the brain the Havi Kehuta Zerosh Bekoach. Now, Bekoach, what does Bekoach mean, by the way? Decapitation potentially or forcefully? I'm not sure what the word Bekoach is. Okay, it's true, it's not the Ramban.
Yeah.
But it's true, it is Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all. The Gol Ador. Nothing, it's not clear here, again, because the problem is the beginning of the tshuva, as he explained death, no respiration. The person stops breathing, and then they have to put the person on the machine, and now Moshe now then suggests a test that would differentiate reversible, irreversible respiratory failure. Then that's the problem is, and then he goes ahead and compares this to what? To physical decapitation. There are a lot of, shall we say, questions that one can pose over here on this tshuva, and many have posed on this tshuva these questions. By the way, what he is telling you is that once this happens, then certainly you'd be able to go and donate organs. He's redefining death out of the blue. He's telling you a new definition of death called brain death, which he compares to decapitation, and that would of course mean that you could have organ donations, obviously. The problem is elsewhere, we'll see in another tshuva, Rav Moshe describes organ donations as murder. He's talking about heart transplants. When they first began, Dr. Christian Barnard many years ago.
That could be explained, huh?
Okay, say that, I'm going to get to that as well. It certainly can't be explained, but I'm just pointing out, that would be a... the main problem is that the only section of the brain that was rotted, what he calls nirkav, is the respiratory center of the brainstem, so that would mean death. The rest of the area of the brain and the other functions are irrelevant. And therefore, Rav Moshe does not mention that. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the other tshuva, which I did not Xerox yet. I have two other tshuvas to Xerox. You could actually do it? You know what I need? I need your day of Chelik Beis. Let's put that off for 1 second. But you need the